Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
On today's show, LaMarcus Aldridge shocked the basketball world by announcing his retirement after 15 seasons, the list of presenters at this year's Hall of Fame ceremony were announced, and Boston's Jaylen Brown did something that hasn't been done since the NBA merger. I just wanted to say merger. Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Friday, April 16th. Hey, what's up, everybody? Good morning. Let's jump right in because there was some shocking news on Thursday. LaMarcus Aldridge announced his retirement. The seven-time All-Star, five-time All-NBAer, had experienced an irregular heartbeat during his final game with the Nets on April 10th, and it got worse after the game. And since then, he had been dealing with getting medical advice. It's something he's dealt with his entire career since he was diagnosed in his rookie year. And Aldridge made the decision for his family, putting his crew first before basketball and the potential to get a ring with the Nets this season. 6'11 Aldridge came into the league in 2006 with a reliable jumper because he worked at it. And this is a neat story, so I'm going to go through it here. He hurt his hip during his first year at Texas, and that knocked him out for the season. But even though he was in all sorts of pain and couldn't stand, he sat on a chair and refined his release point on the shot. He went up higher and higher and higher, and he came back with a higher release point, the patented release point we've seen for 15 years in the NBA. Now, there may be some romance to that story, sure. But there's also some romance now that we're celebrating his career, so let's just get into it. But, you know, it was a bit of a complicated career throughout his years in Portland. Drafted in 06 alongside Brandon Roy, and Brandon Roy always got a little bit more of the shine there in Portland, and Aldridge felt that all throughout his career. Lots of reports about Aldridge not being entirely happy. Then there was the Greg Oden draft, and he also felt that there in Portland, despite being an incredible player. As I said, a seven-time All-Star, five-time All-NBAer. Then Damian Lillard came along and became the number one guy on the team. Even in 2014, when LaMarcus Aldridge had those incredible two games against the Houston Rockets to start that series, where he was a beast, 40-plus points in the first two games, Damian Lillard kind of took the spotlight at the end of the series in 2014 against the Rockets by hitting the series-ending shot. So, the next year, LaMarcus Aldridge said, I'm out of here. He had had enough. The departure wasn't amicable on both sides, but he got out of there. There was that story about him leaving Memphis on his own, getting his own flight, if you remember that, in 2015. He went to San Antonio. He found more peace there, playing with Tim Duncan and then Kawhi Leonard, where he found his most playoff success as well. They went to the Western Conference Finals, if you remember, 2017. That was his first Western Conference Finals appearance. Game one, they're up 20-plus points in the second half, and Zaza Pachulia stepped under Kawhi Leonard, and that was the end of the Spurs' run that season. Everybody celebrating Aldridge's career. A lot of people discussing if he'll be a Hall of Famer. We'll discuss that on today's No Dunks Daily Show here on Friday. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, the list of presenters for this year's May 15th enshrinement were announced. An incredible class this year includes Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, Tamika Catchings, Patrick Bauman, Eddie Sutton, Rudy Tomjanovich, Barbara Stevens, and Kim Mulkey. Michael Jordan will be presenting Kobe Bryant. Now, not to speak for the deceased, but I assume Kobe is smiling somewhere hearing that news. Congrats to Kobe and the Bryant family. David Robinson will present Tim Duncan. Isaiah Thomas, the original, will present Kevin Garnett. Alonzo Mourning and Dawn Staley will present Tamika Catchings. I love Tamika Catchings. Got to talk to her once. She is great. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo returned after missing six games. Yeah, I'm going there with left knee soreness, and it had been bugging him Even before those six games that he sat out, he played 25 minutes, had a quiet night by his standards as he eased back into the action, but the Bucks handled the Hawks easily, so it really didn't matter. It was a nice balanced attack for the Bucks, just like Coach Bud likes it. PJ Tucker had 8 points as he's getting acclimated with his new team. 2 threes and a hook shot. PJ Tucker hit a hook shot. You know it's a good night when PJ's in the lane. Thing I hated about this game, there were fans in the building in Atlanta, but it was louder when there weren't fans and they were piping in the sound. It was just so quiet in there because they decided, you know, we got fans, we don't need to pipe in the sound. It's like the pendulum has swung the other direction as I hit my mic here. The pendulum bangs the mic. Sorry, JD. They piped in sound where there were no fans, and now the other direction, it's just so, so quiet. We got to find a balance here. Bogdan Bogdanovic, 28 points, 6 threes on the night. He stays hot, but Trae Young was off, returning after missing 2 games with a calf injury, 3 of 17. The Hawks are 16-6 since Nate McMillan took over as head coach, but they've struggled with playoff teams. Of those 16 wins, only 3 against current playoff teams. And those teams had injuries. Miami was missing Jimmy Butler. Lakers, no Anthony Davis, and LeBron got hurt in that game. The Hornets were without Gordon Hayward or LaMelo Ball. They beat some teams on the periphery of the playoffs, like the Spurs, Warriors, and Pelicans. But can they upset a good team in the postseason? They got to get better if they're going to do that here over the last 20-ish games. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, Steph Curry and the Warriors took care of Cleveland easily. Steph had 33. He scored over 30 for his 9th consecutive game. The first time he's done that in his career. They're relying on Steph now, especially with the news that James Wiseman's season is officially done after undergoing right knee surgery. The Warriors have won 4 in a row. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, Lakers coach Frank Vogel says Anthony Davis has been cleared to return to on-court activity with his official return to the lineup to be determined. Yeah, I'm going there with everybody. Everybody's making the Hall of Fame. Looks like Anthony Davis will be back next week, because he has defeated his Achilles tendon and calf issues. The Lakers continue to show some fight without Anthony Davis and LeBron. They're treading water, but they could have used Anthony Davis's rim presence against Boston on Thursday. Jaylen Brown was a pleasure to watch. He had a 40-point night for Boston, 17 of 20 shooting. He was getting the ball on the move, got going downhill, and no problem with any Laker around the hoop. It was fun to watch Jaylen Brown. Nice setups from Brad Stevens, getting him moving around picks and screens, getting him downhill again where his athleticism took over. 40 points, 9 rebounds, 17 of 20 shooting. He is the first Celtic with a 40-point game on 85% shooting since the NBA merger. Thanks to StatMuse for that stat. The Bulls, Zach LaVine, will miss several games after entering the NBA's health and safety protocols, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. I'm not going with the Hall of Fame talk for Zach LaVine. Sorry. I just can't do it. And the Suns move to 40-15 in a win over the Sacramento Kings. What a year for the Phoenix Suns. 40-15 to start the season. Fantastic news. Join us for a fantastic show on Friday. The drop coming at you from No Dunks. I'll be back on Monday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. I'll talk to you then.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a 1-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.